Okay, so as we honor this sacred space, let us honor ourselves and the connection to the God within. For a few moments, just close your eyes. Take a breath in. And breathe that breath into that part of you that is the God inside. Breathe it into your heart. Breathe it into your cells. Let your whole body feel the acknowledgement of who you are, where you are. Feel the yes, I am. And take another breath. And let the love that lives in this room, that lives here, even when no physical humans are present, let that love surround you. Be aware that it is here for you, but also created by you. And outside these walls is more love, more consciousness of the one divine I am, of the light of the God within us. And we give thanks for that, that we can see, feel, hear, and know the God within us is reflected all around us and present right here in this holy room, in this moment, and in the messages from Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. My partner steps aside, which means that he is not here to the extent he was. It's called channeling. And dear ones, it's not for everyone. But for those who understand what it is, they'll understand it is just a way that Spirit speaks to you more personally, more lovingly. It helps to hear the emotion, to hear the language, to feel that which is emoted. And it has been this way for centuries. I spoke of the fact that the indigenous knew of it and used it. I spoke of the fact that even those which you would call organized spiritual groups admitted it and used it at the right time. There has to be a way to speak to the creative source, because the creative source is part of you. It's a beautiful situation. My partner has brought me to sit in a chair in a place that is famous and renowned for one specific thing, the openness of God, the teaching, the compassion, the beauty, the benevolence of the Creator, to a place where people could come on a regular basis and enjoy just that, hear messages from the masters, many of them. It's a special place. It's a great place to give a benevolent message. Dear ones, if you want to look at the esoterics of where we are, where my partner has brought me today, let me ask you, do you believe that energy often imprints itself? Do you believe that this room, perhaps, could tell stories to you if it had consciousness? And if so, what would it say? What would be the first thing the room would tell you? Let me talk to the room and interpret for you. It remembers when it was built. It remembers when the renovations occurred. But more than that, it remembers the consciousness of those who built it, the reasons, It was funded. And here it stands with one message that says all that was predicted has happened. There has been no massive change. Unlike those in the past that have been here this long, interrupted by different ownerships, attitudes, even wars, this has remained pure. And the purity of that consciousness which built it remains today. And inside this place, there is joy. Everything has been celebrated here, from birth to death, to marriage. And when I say death, there is a way of celebrating someone over to the other side of the veil when you understand that there is no sting in death. The celebration of a life. All of the things that the builders hoped for this area, is ongoing. And that is something, dear ones, to pause for a moment and think about, for it is so unusual. Unity Village, named appropriately for what it represents on the planet and to those who will take a look. The unity of man, consciousness of God into one thing, the unity that we speak of and have forever, all of the years and before that have been channeling, that has been the subject. You have the Creator inside you. And if you would awaken to that with free choice, you would find that you are not apart from humans. It's not you and them. For God is inside and is the perfect unifier. It starts to change the consciousness of who you are. It's catchy. That means to say it's beautiful and people want to see the beauty in you of God. The whole purpose is that each day you would think of these things as you get out of bed. There'd be a word of the day. There would be a phrase, perhaps. There would be something you would think of that would put you on the track of the real you, of the unification of you as a human and you as a piece of the creative source. This organization, this village, has made it past the change and through the change. It's a miracle. If you take a look around, there are so many that didn't. And the reason is because long ago when it was built, it was ready for this shift. That what happens here is truly what happens in the future. It's so in tune with the planet at this moment. Let it continue to be. As you sit in the chairs and understand the prophecies of the ancients were all about unity. If you take a look at the main prophecy of the ancients of the planet, they told you of this, that on or about the time of the precession of the equinoxes, there would be massive shift or not. That you would have a duality of choice present. To end earth as you know it, or to start a new earth as you've known it. The prophecies of your land centered often around Armageddon, not making it past the year 2000, much less 2012. And you made it past both. The consciousness that has been developed since then is one that starts to shift human nature itself, and it talks about unity. If you look at the prophecy in its rawest form, you will see those who talk about the North getting together with the South. It's a metaphor. The northern hemisphere has often been called the war or masculine hemisphere. The southern hemisphere has often been called the feminine or mother hemisphere. When those meld together, you get a softer planet. And neither one, neither definition is then appropriate because they meld together and you get a softer planet that has the attributes of a mother. You get a planet that will not go to war. You get a planet of higher consciousness that starts to understand both aspects of masculine and feminine together. You start to return to the ancient histories. You start to study your Akash. That is the prophecy. And if I could give it any name at all, it would be unity. The unity of the North and the South, the unity of the human and the divine, the unity of knowledge, of compassion, of thought. You are in the right place at the right time in the village. We'll talk more about this. We'll talk a little more about the compassion of humanism, what you're going through, perhaps even what happens here. I'll be back. And so it is.